O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name.
Sound on these mics here. Like if you put more up here, it's probably pretty good. That's a little better. All right. Who's doing the suffering here this morning? And my people. I was just thinking about how some of these brothers who left, and they don't have it in their heart to humble themselves, do they? They got to humble themselves, they have to come back and say, I was wrong.
Amen.
And if they would say, I'm wrong, then he'd be saying, you are right. And this generation doesn't want to acknowledge that God is right. He is the righteous God. He's all righteousness. And you played a part real fine.
Amen.
You sit there and you.
God bless you, Jesus.
Now quote scriptures to you. There's people out there listening. You're there. Not too many of you. I understand that. And you can't understand why I'm so thankful there's not too many of you. Because I dealt with the too many. It's like, see, if I start quoting this, I'll lose you. God said to Gideon, you have too many.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Too many, still, too many here, still doubting, still questioning, still uncertain, still not sure. What do I do about it? Tell you about it. But we won't hear. And the only thing I care, even with death, the only reason I keep talking to you, because I do know this, that the foundation of God, that stands sure. You're not too sure.
Thank you, Lord.
And you put your head down, and you look around, and you won't lay it to heart. Because you're not going to show anybody that you're Yeah, you're sure I should. Yes, sir. Your presentation is not acceptable.
Oh, bless God.
Your presence is it's not impressing God.
Amen.
Your response is unacceptable. But I'm doing the best I can. And anybody tell you that ain't good enough?
Amen.
I do that every day. No, you don't believe me when I say that. But I'll sit on my... What I do a lot of the time, I have a couch there. And I put on my monitor. And I put my foot up while the monitor's charging. You don't understand, I got a monitor on me. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Glory!
He monitors every move, every thought, every action, every deed. A man approved of God. Not approved of men, though.
Hallelujah.
And we're so carnal. We think so much of ourselves.
Lovely.
Yeah, we do. Sure. I do. I say, why you make me like this? I'd like to be acceptable. I'd like folk to love me. And then God said, well, be lovable. Well, okay. So I rebuke him. I reprove him. God, that love, that is better than...
Secret love.
And you think that would make you love me more.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And you're all trying to convince me that you have that kind of love. Well, you do, but not perfect.
Amen.
We all have love one for another, but it's not perfect love.
Amen.
If we had perfect love, we wouldn't fear how we treat them or them treat us. How many times you interact with each other and you're afraid that they don't receive you? But they don't approve of you. No? We find it in the kitchen. We find it in the canning. We find it in the workshop. When the Bible says, just be approved of God. Don't look for the approval of man. Don't look for that. Let him say, well done. And all you gotta do is have him say, well done, and do it well. That's how you gotta do it. Yeah, I'm laughing at you again, because I look at your faces. Look at your faces. Now, what I do is, reason why I'm a little late, because I had something I want printed out, and the old printer wouldn't work. So, Mark, he just came on the ground, and he came down right away and got it to work. You know, it's like trying to get you all to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Glory.
The connection wasn't too well.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So we had to shut it down and bring it back up. Almost thought about going to another printer. That's what God's thinking. He said, he came to the Jews. He said, it didn't work. I think I'll go to another people.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
You ever realize how much God's using us?
My Lord.
And do you know what he wants us to do? Use him.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Not abuse him.
Hallelujah.
Use him.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you.
We're very good at abusing. Abuse it of their own self. It's called one place. They don't know. Yeah, they abused their own self. You realize how much you abuse your own self?
Hallelujah.
And I'm looking right at you again, and here's what I see. I see. And oh, I see this. Like natural brute beasts.
Amen.
I look back to your brother John, and boy, you would think he's the most willing person on the ground. And yet, God won't let me give a place here to live. Why? Because he's not willing to live here the way God wants him to live.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Why, Brother Stair, I'll come up and work. So I let him come in the last 2 hours. My back hurts. Isn't that a legitimate excuse? Oh, I'm old. I'm tired. Well, How many other folk can use that for excuse if you want to? How many people have a back hurt? See, you, what's the matter? You afraid to admit it? Well, you can't expect us to do this. You can't expect us to do that. You can't expect us to march across this wilderness and get to the promised land without eating all these cows and. You're like a bunch of gluttons. See, you don't buy that from me. They came out of Egypt with all the cattle, all the sheep, all the goats. The Bible says they spoiled the Egyptians. See what we're doing here? We're spoiling the credit system. They try to buy us with credit. We don't need it. But we don't abuse it now. We don't just go buy everything. Or do we? Or do we?
Well, thank you, Father.
Well, I need this. So what do you got? I got something to fix. Because I need it. Oh, we just go buy. I hit right on the head of his eye, don't I? Bingo, just like that. Now they want to buy.
Oh, my Lord God.
Kind of sad story, isn't it?
Oh,
I've told it to you many times. Who are you to tell us? Who am I? Who are you?
Hallelujah.
That God picked us out to be an example to the rest of the body of Christ. Why, I can't see him. Yeah, the invisible body.
Yes.
Worshiping the invisible God.
Yes.
And yet because of us, he's visible.
Yes.
When they see us, they see him.
Yes.
Or hear us. If they don't hear us, then neither would they hear.
Right.
Or believe, the one rose from the dead. You expect them to hear you? You were dead, but I sure was.
Amen.
Told you I went to hell.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Well, I pray that you don't go like that.
Yeah.
I've said it to you many times. I hope God don't have to scourge you. Because I've been scourging.
Yes.
You talk about limiting a man's ability?
Yes.
Told you when to eat? What to eat, how to eat, when to take a shower, when to change my clothes, when to brush my teeth.
Thank you, Lord.
You're doing fine. I really should let you sit here. I really just run you right out the door. You folk don't count yourself worthy to hear. Words of life. Words of hope. You don't speak no words of hope for me because you don't give me no hope in what I'm doing. That's right. Because there is no hope in what you do. There is none. There is none. And we're all hope that we should be saved and we put in ourselves. It's taken away. Ah, there's a scripture. I love that one. The Apostle Paul stood up and he says a profound word. That I believe God. Amen. How I fought with that all night. I believe God. It should be unto me. Fear not ye. Paul, you must.
Glory.
Don't know the scripture. Just look at that.
Glory.
Look at that deadpan response.
Glory.
Just look. Look at yourself. Turn the mirror on. Let them look. Let them look. Let them see what I see. Have I used that scripture before? How do you like that statement? And when all hope that we should be saved. Saved?
Hallelujah! Glory!
Saved?
Yes, Lord.
Saved?
Yes.
By His power,
hallelujah.
Divine.
Glory.
Saved. Glory. life.
Hallelujah.
Supplying.
Hallelujah.
You can't see what I do with that?
Hallelujah.
Watch this. New life. Supplying.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Lord.
What is supplying? Greater than I could ever imagine.
Hallelujah.
Supplying.
Yes, Lord.
You don't understand that kind of language. Shame on you, folk. Shame on you. I speak to your shame. Hope I can shame you.
Yes.
Lord. Life now is sweet. And my joy is complete. For I'm saved. Now when all of that is taken away.
Right. Yes, Lord.
When all the conditions are not fixed so we can praise the Lord with joy.
My Lord.
We can put on a good spiritual show.
My Lord.
I'm saved. I'm sanctified.
My Lord.
When that's all taken away.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Somebody got to believe God.
Yes.
Oh, so that's the long experience. I'm on this ship.
Oh,
we're going to lose it.
Yes.
So I'm fasting and seeking God. Boy, oh boy, what kind of words do I got to say to save you? You should be able to quote it with me.
Glory.
Help me stay behind the pulpit, Lord. If you want to walk out there.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, Paul said after long abstainance.
Bless
you. That means he fasted. The thing was so desperate, who wants to eat?
Hallelujah.
Okay, anybody eating?
Hallelujah.
Anyone want to keep me alive?
No.
The Holy Ghost knows what words to use, people.
Yes.
After long, 14 days, I think it was.
Yes.
14 days.
Amen.
I think maybe it's time we have a 14-day fast around here. Cut off your feeding your flesh and feeding your head and feeding your heart.
Oh, yes.
Why would you do that, Paul? Man, we're going to lose a ship.
Hallelujah.
A bunch of guys started to put down a little lifeboat.
Jesus.
Paul said, Captain.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Dave, God, I want you to use a little lifeboat.
Hallelujah.
Well, I want you to use your own little lifeboat. I want you to save his own life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, linebacker wants to save his own life.
My Lord.
Oh, yeah, he wants to save his own life.
My Lord.
I want to get out of here. Don't really want to be here.
Oh,
I want to save my own life.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. All right.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, bless your name.
Oh, I didn't take it like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord God, bless your love. Bless your name.
See,
God.
If you, if I haven't used this story,
bless your love.
This big thing, how many times? At least 100 times?
Oh,
you say at least 100 times. And some of you folks still don't know it. After long abstinence. Why was Paul doing that? They were losing, in the process of losing the ship.
Right. Okay.
And what did he find out after 14 days? You were going to lose the ship.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what you're doing again? You're sitting there like you damn fools, like you never read the story you never heard before. Nice little fairy tale, huh?
Oh, God. Merciful.
Yes. Nice little fable, right?
Oh, God.
14 days.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Why was it important for you, Paul, to be on this ship? Why is it important for you to have this ship? Because it's taking me to Rome.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Get before Caesar.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Why am I so concerned about staying on the radio? Get before Caesar.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless
you.
Do I have to?
Glory.
I like it. I like that moaning and groaning and pitying myself in my house.
Mm.
At least nobody sees me. So they don't even believe me. They didn't believe Paul. What do you mean, 14 days and you talk like that?
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm just showing you what you're doing. That's what that sister does over there. She's listening to me. And she don't know that her ship is gone.
My Lord.
Her hope of a victorious Christian life, the way she's living, is gone. It won't ever be. It won't ever be. It won't ever be. And I don't want her to come over here. No, I don't. Like my daughter. I don't want her to come. I try to help them all I can.
Lord Jesus.
It's the very fact that I talk to her. What am I doing that for? What am I doing? I'm rebuking, instructing.
Hallelujah.
You can't fucking do that.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Seeking to save your own life? What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that? Huh? What kind of life have you got? Which one have you got? You guys out there choose to go your own way. Well, what kind of life you got?
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Choose you this day. Home, you will serve. And stop serving yourself.
Yes, God. Oh, God.
Yes,
God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Lord God.
I didn't mean to use that story, but it went back to me. After 14 days of long abstinence, what was he doing that 14 days? Huh? Alone. He wasn't really concerned about the ship or the people. I got to finish my course. I'm not concerned about you. I got to finish my course. Because if I don't finish my course, I'm not going to be saved, and you're not going to be saved. Because if I can't do this, believing that what I said is true, then how can I expect you to believe it? If Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, how can I expect you to carry the cross? Must Jesus bear
the cross alone and all
on that night? Look at him bearing the cross. Come on, look at him. Look at him, Peter bleeding. Look at him. Look at the prophet bearing the cross. Look at him. Oh, he's out of high old time, ain't he?
My Lord.
My Lord.
Oh, God.
Glory.
I heard this morning, Father. Can I be excused? My legs didn't want to work. That computer didn't want to work. My printer didn't want to work. And I said, Mark, can you help? Can you help me? Can you come and work?
Oh,
he came right away.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord is my helper.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I thought Mark helped. You know, the Lord helped me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory.
Oh, he was willing.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, where were you when I talked to you on the phone? It's the power station right down there. When you came on the ground, where'd you go?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When you call on Jesus, what does he do? He comes right away.
Hallelujah.
Right away.
Hallelujah.
I think maybe I'm teaching him pretty good.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Yes,
he almost trembled too. Huh?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Reasonable service.
Yes.
Present your bodies.
Yes.
Yes.
A living.
Yes.
Just crucify it.
Yes.
Sacrifice.
Yes.
Endure the hurt.
Yes.
Endure the weariness.
Yes.
Endure the tiredness.
Yes.
Or get away from me.
Oh,
so I don't have to hear them anymore. See? Why I wouldn't leave this place in that condition.
Amen.
Oh, he's not going to leave. Will you leave me here?
Hallelujah.
See, this morning in dying old Brother Patterson started out the back. Where you going? Hey, Brother Patterson, what did I say to you? What did I say to you? Hey, where are you going? I said that to good old Brother Patterson.
Yeah.
I question, where are you going? Is he angry at me? You just trying to get away from me? And when you told me or do what I do, get with it.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you,
Boy, you won't talk to Brother Patterson, a good old brother of mine, like that, question what he's doing.
Lord Jesus.
He questioned about me, didn't he? Brother Patterson,
yes.
Did you question God about me?
Yes.
And what did he tell you? Oh, wait a minute, God. Are you going to give me the right answer?
None
like him?
None like him.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen.
Now that you go along with.
Yeah.
You go along with that none like me. But I wonder if you like what else he said. Oh, come on, Brush Dare. Now, God missed it on that one.
No.
Right.
No.
Heard me, he said?
Yes.
Upright?
Yeah.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Come on now, prophet Scar. What else did he say? One that feareth God.
Glory.
The fear of God's what keeps me coming in here, not the fear of you. I'm not afraid of that. Although I could be, but God warned me way back, don't be afraid of their faces. So put on the long face all you want to. Turn your nose up all you want to. I'm going to keep on blowing your nose. You ain't going to get by with that. Okay, maybe I won't get by, but I hope to get in. I'm not trying to get by. I'm not trying to bash the straight and narrow way. I'm trying to walk. I'm going to walk in it. Hallelujah. Hey, see that place? Your hard heart, your carnal mind, your stiff neck. I'm talking a bit story because it has to do with what I'm going to talk on. You all got it right? After long abstinence, 14 days, no food, no eating, no drinking. I could see him walking around his little quarters, tired, weary, 14 days. I hope God never, ever charges me to call a solemn assembly and sanctify a fast.
My Lord.
Oh, God.
Because if I called a solemn assembly and sanctified a fast, I'd have to be a partaker of it.
Yes.
And I like to eat.
Hallelujah.
And I'm among people who like to eat. Would you believe what happened to me this morning? I went back in the dining hall where nobody was eating. Took me a cup of coffee with me. Went back to my house and took a little snack. And if I told you what I ate, you'd probably say, can I have some? What do you think my snack was? On a chocolate cookie. And dunked it in my coffee. Shucks. Then I had to get dumped real quick so I had to get the printer to work. You see, you people don't guess. You think I'm asking you to go through and I don't have to go through. I go through before I go.
Yes, you do.
Hold on.
I heard. Go preach. I heard God. My heart. Oh, God is my heart. Grieve them. Your folk, you don't know anything at all about grief. Anything at all? Where my brother grieves me. Grief. No grief on his part, though. You're not going to repent without grief. God grieved him and repented.
Yes. Amen.
See, these folks don't grieve enough to where they realize they need to repent. And repent was I'm wrong. I did wrong.
Thank you, God.
You asked Brother Pastor what I said to him when I dealt with him because he didn't come to listen. I said, you were wrong, brother. You're plain out wrong, period. Ask Terry what I said to him. When I kept asking for Terry to come, and he wouldn't come. Oh, I don't want to see your face like that. Yes, hell, man. Is that what you're going to tell God you don't see his face? Huh? What he calls for you?
Yes, Lord.
Come on, people. Come on. You think you like other people like to see your face? Oh, you got yourself fixed up so pretty. But your face. Your face.
Yes, Lord.
Your face.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Trying to find Christ in you.
Yes.
If I find Christ in you, then I can look upon His face. Yes. Get Him in your heart. He'll show in your face.
Yes.
Man, I wouldn't do that. Even if I wasn't sure it was me. He looked around and said, "You talking to me?" Man, oh man, I give you a chance to come running down front and show how much you love the Lord and look around to who, me?
Amen.
Yeah, you.
Yes, thank you.
Anybody ought to be thankful for the grace and the mercy of God. It ought to be you out of this whole house.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see. Really, I'll listen to me, Richard. I want you to sit right here and say, "Richard, where are you? Why are you fiddling around these little..." See, you're double-minded. You can't do both. A double-minded man. If your mind's not stayed on the things of God, then it's on something else. Then you're double-minded. So then you're unstable. I didn't say that. You should know by experience. Every one of you know.
Yes, Lord.
I am determined. I've made up my mind. The wrong word. Get His mind. So let this mind be in you. He wasn't double-minded. He had a sole purpose, a sole reason, one intent for coming to this earth. And that's to save God's people from their sins. And the second time is even greater than the first time. First time He came and saved you from your sins. This time He's coming to save you from sinning. Can you imagine living without sin? With a living hope? Can you imagine? Can you comprehend living? What day of your life have you lived without sin? What hour? Oh, well, I believe I can do it for 1 minute at a time. Yeah, but how many folk can live 1 minute at a time? Oh, I can tell you there were minutes of my time in life when I didn't sin. I can tell you. Yeah, I can. I can tell you some hours.
Amen.
Where I concentrated myself pretty well on, that I had no sin. But then saving that, that's sinning. Say he has no sin.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Now, you folks, you can be convinced that I lived a whole life without sin? A whole hour?
Oh, Jesus.
How about you? I'm not convinced.
Oh, Jesus.
But I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which we have committed, our sins, against that day of judgment. I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. Glory. We're not going to spend one more night with the frogs. With the swine. They don't know a damn thing I'm seeing. I got to get this before I get up there. Paul stood up. After longest day, 14 days, Paul stood up. He said, "Sirs, I'll do the preaching. I told you it's all along. I don't mind saying, well, when you're doing that, you're trying to inadvertently correct me. I'll say it right. I'll say it with the right purpose. Not just so I know. I'll say it right. With a cutting edge to it.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory, God.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
There'll be no palm in this.
Hallelujah.
Sirs, he said, sirs, you should have hearken unto me. And you would have saved yourself from all this harm that's coming. When all hope.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine all hope being taken away?
Oh, bless you.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, I hope to get better. I hope to do right. I hope to be right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I hope to come to the tavern this morning. Brother Sterwood talked so mean to me. But he's so consistent.
Hallelujah.
He don't seem to overlook anybody.
Thank you, Father.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Well, he don't give us no hope at all. I hope I can show you that your hope is not in this tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
Not in this community.
Hallelujah.
Or not in your own heart.
Hallelujah.
Your hope should be in him.
Hallelujah.
Behold him.
Hallelujah.
We shall behold him.
Hallelujah.
Behold the Lamb of God. King of glory. Behold! Are you beholden to him? Is he beholden to you?
Huh?
There you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
The only thing that gets him by is his simplicity.
Glory.
You know I ain't going to let most of you get by like that.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay, sir.
Oh, God.
Bless you. Yeah, sir, same thing with you. You can stop the show out.
Jesus.
Just stay. See why you're running, you ain't listening.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
If you keep running like that, you're going to get weary.
Oh, Jesus.
Because as you're running to have attention, you ain't going to get it.
Oh, God.
That don't impress me.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, all you running don't impress God.
Hallelujah.
Unless you can run and not be weary.
Hallelujah.
That will impress God. But you running, you're weary. I don't impress him.
No.
He went to the cross. He didn't get weary. One time before, he got weary and he sat down and. Yeah. He said, Jesus being weary.
Jesus.
He done away with that on the cross.
Hallelujah.
He went to the cross. And he wasn't worried about going to the grave. Because he said, 3 days I'm coming out.
Hallelujah.
So for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. But when I ascend, I'll settle this whole thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory. And after he ascended, he appeared to them.
Yeah,
touch me, say. Come on, here I am. Now you can touch me. Touch me. Glory be to God. What it used to be. My strength physically is nothing compared to what I served many times with physical strength. I'd overpower people with just my physical presence. Now my bodily presence is weak. And yet I can still rise above that. Glory be to God. Because his strength is made perfect. I give my peace. yesterday, today, and forever. And he's up there saying, hey, do a greater work than I did, boy. Now, the law is standing. Everybody sitting there. Oh, he says, sirs, you should hearken to me. You saved yourself this harm. You guys trying to jump ship with your little.
Oh, Jesus.
Paul said to the centurion, the captain says, Captain, you can't let them get off the boat. We got to keep them in a boat. Because except they abide.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Will you please tell me why you don't grasp the depths of those words?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I understand here to be saved. I understand this fellowship. I fellowship with the world. We get along pretty good with that money. That money gives us a good fellowship.
Oh, God. Glory to
God. Hallelujah.
See, now I can tell you incidences, but if I do that, then somebody's going to get offended at me.
Glory.
See, the other day, I'm used to him getting offended at me anyway. He gets offended at me a lot. Glory. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Open
it. Somehow I've got the fear a little bit of my words in him. Or otherwise, he'd probably yell back at me. But he's afraid to do that, and thank God for that.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't do it. Don't contradict me. Don't challenge me.
Jesus.
Even now.
Hallelujah. Even now. My Lord.
Even now.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
No, I'm talking about that one. Okay, huh? But not that one. Rebuke them sharply.
Yes. Thank you.
See, I shut him up?
Oh, bless you.
But he wants to let by no hey, I've always believed in this prophet. How many times have I told you that? How many times have I said, even before he started coming here?
Oh, yeah,
do you know for years he was not allowed to come here?
Oh, bless you. Where is that now?
Yeah, this fellow used to live here. I'm going to throw a chair at you people.
Glory God.
He used to live here.
Yes.
I sent him to Alabama to help me.
Oh, bless you.
Did a good job.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Then I sent him away.
Oh, Jesus.
And kept Cheryl here.
Bless you, Lord God.
Never had no trouble with Cheryl, have I?
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Where the Lord? Thank you.
I keep yelling about my daughter down. I said, I'll send somebody after. Well, my intent, if she decides to come here, I'll send somebody. Well, I was going to send Charlie. Then I say, uh-oh. Send Charlie? Charlie, let me know he'd like to have a girlfriend. And I can tell you right now, she's a pretty girl.
Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you,
Lord. Pretty girls don't attract you, do they, Charlie?
Bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
When you get designed to have a girlfriend, you don't even care if she's pretty.
Bless you,
Lord. As long as she's a girl.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
I always speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
And Lord.
Hallelujah.
She's not pretty.
Hallelujah.
But she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You get the difference?
Yeah.
You think that little Japanese girl is pretty? No, she's not. I've seen some pretty Japanese girls. She don't hold a candle to them. Not in the flesh. Well, you shouldn't talk like that. But boy, she's so beautiful, though. Amen. Something beautiful. Something sweet.
All my confusion.
Hey, Mama, come here, Big Mama. She's not pretty.
Amen.
She's pretty fat.
Amen. Glory.
But she's beautiful.
Yes.
She's something to behold.
Glory.
She wants to take all the space in my arms. She won't leave no room for y'all.
Glory.
Oh, but we can embrace them all, can't we? Oh, what a mighty God. That underneath us.
Yes, Lord.
Me, you, are his everlasting arms. And love lifted me.
Love.
Except Jesus. And I love you because he loves you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I got to get to the scriptures of it because they're so magnificent.
Praise the Lord.
The word of God. Oh, they are spirit. They are life. And they'll speak life to a bunch of dead bones. And say, live. But if you don't hear, you won't live. And remember, this is not I can hear. This is I won't.
Hallelujah.
At the long abstainings, Paul stood up and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me. Then we have to lose the ship. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. We are going to lose the ship. Well, how many times did I stand in this place and say we're going to lose this fellowship? Friendship with Christopher. Friendship with Conley. Friendship with... Oh, what sweet... fellowship that Christ in all of us makes us one. But we lost that ship.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Except you abide in the ship, we're going to lose it. Stay in the ship. Stay in that fellowship. Oh, what fellowship. Stay in the ship, Robert. Trying to build your own lifeboat. Stay in the ship. Well, you won't let me back in. I really shouldn't. Because I walk on pins and needles. When are you going to pop off again? I can't come out to work, Robert. He said, they want me to come to work. Good, that means more money to give. He still hasn't got that giving heart. Come on, if you don't give yourself, your money don't mean a thing.
Hallelujah.
Give of your best to the... what we do to get a paycheck? What's the best pay to, don't we? Don't we? Don't we give our best to keep the job? No? Don't think like that, do you? That's why he made me so mad the other day a little bit when he came, he wanted to get his car fixed and he said, I have no money. I said, what are you talking about?
Hallelujah.
Well, he gives you all of his money, then I got a break. If you watch me, it troubled me very big. I went looking for him right away.
Yes, you did.
I went to the ground, Richard, didn't I ask you where he was?
Hallelujah.
Because he told me he wants the car fixed here.
Oh,
we already had it here, the truck. But he had no money.
Oh.
And I thought, my God, this man going back to forth to Arnberg every day with no money. So I come right here. Hey, brother. I call you right down here.
Yes.
I said, did I get you right? You
right?
Why, man, all that I have is thine.
Hallelujah.
I got a guard down there. I got a mechanic.
Hallelujah.
We got the ability to get the parts.
Hallelujah.
We got the money to pay the bill.
Hallelujah.
My God, what else could you ask for?
Yeah.
Huh? I hug your wife and I give her back to you. Does she hug you pretty good? Woo! See, I got a hug from her this morning, didn't I? Did I get a hug from her?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What's this drawback spirit? Is that the same kind of hug you give her? You gave it to me too? Wow. Hug on here. You two hug on now. Hang on to each other.
Oh, Jesus.
It's amazing how we don't understand spiritual things, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Paul said, you should have listened to me. These fellows should have listened to me. Not try to tell me what to do or instruct me. I've always told every one of you, no matter who you are, Larry, Robert, Dennis, that God didn't send none of you here to instruct me, to correct me. Who do you think you are? You going to correct Jesus? You're not Jesus. As he is or was, so am I. I stand here in his... Who do you think care of this? That's a good question. Now stood by me this night, Paul said. The angel of God, of whom I am, and of whom I serve, saying unto me, Paul, identified him, didn't he? Got it right, brother? What did he say to him? No, you're missing the point again. I'm emphasizing, what did he say to him? Fear not who? Fear not who?
Oh.
See,
Lord
Jesus. You don't get it. This wasn't just some guy talking. This was Paul talking.
Jesus.
Start again, brother. The angel said what?
Fear not.
Fear not, Paul. Thou must, you, Paul.
Amen. Oh, God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Who do you think you are? I'm Paul. I'm Jesus. I'm a child of God.
Glory.
I'm the prophet that God raised up for this end time. I'm the one messenger for this last time. Fear not, Paul. Why? Thou must.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how many ships are going to sink.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how many people want to jump ship.
Oh, Jesus.
You keep them in a ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
They did lose the ship, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And when he got thrown into the water, all he could do was grab a little old piece of log or something to float on. And boy, God had plans so for so the courage of them. They pulled him out of the same island. Well, what's going on here? They didn't all just go floating every which way. Come on, they all floated right to the... Oh, read on. Thou must be brought before she here. Lo! And God has given thee all them that sell with you. So when he got thrown into the sea, jumped on the log and started floating, everybody else floated with him. And then they really saw something. He came up on an alley, a bunch of headhunters or cannibalists. When they saw him come, they said, "Oh, we're going to have a good meal here." And Paul hit the shore. Start to build a little fire. And the old cannibal says, hey, we can have some boiled meat.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't read it like that. Anyway, read. He's building a fire. We're talking about Paul now.
Amen.
We're talking about Paul who must.
Amen.
We're talking about a guy who must.
Amen.
You know God's got to save you?
Amen.
He must.
Amen.
He must. And you know what you got to do? You got to let him save you. You must be born again. You must.
Amen.
Must. You hear that, Jerry? He got to save you. You can't save yourself, but he must. He gave a command to save you. He must. Glory to God. I don't read it like. How do you read it?
Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
God. Glory to God.
Lord, I want to be saved. Well, you must be born again.
Yes, must be born again.
And then when you get born again, then I got to save you.
Yes, yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes.
You know that fire and a serpent come right out of there? And God sent a fiery serpent. There's my problem, people. That is a very... You don't know the scripture. That's why people question me, challenge me, take issue with me, because they don't know revelation truth for this hour.
Amen.
Do I have to live like that at this hour? Yes.
Yes.
We're in the process of forsaking all. This is the hour. This is the time. Laying aside every weight. This is the time. Now is the time. You don't leave him. You haven't left your husband. No, you haven't. I'm talking to you. You haven't left him.
God bless you, Lord.
Huh?
Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Is he going to leave him? He's going to leave him. I haven't left him. I pray about him every night.
Yeah.
I remember the words, how he spoke. I find no fault. I said, my God, what have I done that he finds fault with me now?
Jesus.
See, your own testimony, your own words.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'm being very careful because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Bless you.
Oh, bless you. Buster said this. What about me?
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Glory to
God. Hey, why did you forget? You said you're so brazen. Go ahead. Get up. Go ahead. Good.
Bless your name, Lord.
You see it?
Hallelujah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen my good Bible reader? Did you see him? Did you watch him? You see him? Did you see him? Walk right past you. You should have hung it onto me. Well, now, if you're right, then we'll listen to you.
My Lord.
Is he going to witness that I was a prophet of God?
Yeah. Yes.
When I called his hand on that, he tried to tell me, oh, no, I wasn't even listening. No, he wasn't listening for me, but he did hear me, didn't he?
Yes.
He was looking for a patriot, boys.
Right. My Lord.
That's what he was doing.
Yes.
And believe it or not, I'm right in the midst of those patriot guys.
Yes,
they don't like me because I don't believe in storing up gold.
Amen.
No, you're all crying. Y'all see what they're doing? I'm buying this, selling that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, boy. Why, they got... everyone got their own brand of heart medicine. Vitamins. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Steve Krell got them.
Yeah.
Alice Jones got them. And they got their own brand. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You take this... Oh, Steve Krell said, you take this vitamin, you'll get a new heart.
Oh,
not one of those guys advertise anymore without advertising some kind of a product. Merchandise.
Yes. Amen.
You see, there's none like me. They can't understand how I can keep broadcasting without making many pleas for money.
Glory, glory. Glory, God.
Can you people grasp that?
Yes.
Not one time in this. They had a big convention out there in Brandon, Virginia, Missouri, a day with Steve Krell. You had to register, had to sign up to be there, and you had to give so much money to get in. Or they give you a nice dinner, set it on the table. Why are you people doing that to me? You mean to tell me you don't sense what I'm saying? You mean to tell me you wicked people sit right in my presence and I tell you about the $1 million? You guys out there, you hear that? Oh, if I had $1 million, what would you do with that? What did Collie do? What do these people do when they get money? What are they doing with it? What do you do with your check when they get how much you get? What do you do with your paycheck? Huh? What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your time?
Yes.
Begin the time. The days are evil.
Hallelujah.
Ain't got too much more time to get right, you know.
Amen.
Now is the time. Today is the day.
Hallelujah.
This is not the day of salvation coming. This is the day of vengeance. Come on, you ain't got too much time to get ready. And God's going to take vengeance now. He's going to pay you back. He'll let your money perish with you.
Yes, Lord.
You'll be condemned with the world. Oh, they love the truth.
Glory, glory.
Look at them jump up and they'll say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, they love the truth. And because they receive not. And because they receive not. And because they receive not. That's right. Look the other way now. Don't keep looking at me. Or you keep defying me in your spirit, and I know it.
Hallelujah.
See, I walked over and said,
Oh God.
Don't turn away from looking at me. Oh. Turn and look at me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't harden yourself.
Amen.
Of course, you see, I can't convince people that there's a hell.
Ooh.
We don't believe in hell anymore. And we really don't believe too much in heaven.
Yeah.
Well, we believe in this life here.
No.
And if we in this life have hope only, yes, there's some hope in this life, but this hope is to bring it to the living hope.
Amen.
This is not heaven.
No.
Never will be.
Amen.
Thank God. Nothing here to compare.
Glory.
Down here, there's not, even though we got a bunch of food, nice place to heaven. It only compares to the glory. Look at that. Jesus got back trouble.
Worthy God.
Thank you, Father.
He also has heart trouble. Does your heart give you some trouble sometimes?
Yes, Lord.
How about your heart? Is your heart right with God?
Lord.
Or does it give you some trouble?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Trouble sometimes.
What?
Freedoms, we all.
Oh dear.
How about the freedoms of America?
That's right. Amen.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of worship. Freedom to live your life. Freedom to vote. Freedom not to vote.
Oh, glory.
When all these freedoms are taken away. When all hope.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm on radio stations now. But a lot of them, they say, now when you get things straightened out down there, you can come back. Oh, that ain't go to hell. I won't put another dime in her hand for nothing in the world.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, WWCR would have put me back on if I'd have paid a high. I said, I'm not going to do it. Because I believe to have this prophet on a station is an asset.
That's right.
People will be scanning the dials and hear all kinds of voices, and then they hear this one. How about you? Have you heard it? I've heard the joyful sound. Jesus coming, Jesus coming. Spread the tiding. Jesus coming. And we'll put some dessert on it in your lifetime. Beloved, when I gave all diligence,
Yes, Lord.
Put my mind on it,
yes,
diligence,
Amen.
Preoccupied myself to preach unto you this morning concerning this common salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Common. We have all things common.
Amen.
Salvation. How is it they don't understand my speech?
Jesus.
I would not have you ignorant, brethren.
Amen.
Sisters.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to get by saying I didn't know.
Jesus.
That's ignorant.
Hallelujah.
You do know.
Yes, thank you.
What do you know? The coming of the Christ is here. The end of all flesh here. It's done. It's over with.
Yeah.
Prepare you the way of the Lord. Make your crooked path straight.
Amen.
Get your heart right with God.
Yeah.
Set your affections on things above.
Yeah. Glory.
Yeah.
You ought to set your affections.
Amen.
Yeah, you do.
Amen.
Amen.
Set.
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 Amen.
I am determined.
Hallelujah.
I'll let nothing separate me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God gives you something, or someone, don't be separated. Don't do it. God given.
Yes.
And God gives you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Love and
Jesus.
Mercy and
yes.
truth.
Yes.
Don't do that. Every chance you get to show love,
yes.
mercy, and truth,
yes.
do it.
Lord.
Just do it.
Yes.
Just do it.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We give you a good drink this morning, Robert. I'll pour right down your throat.
Hallelujah.
Drink all of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You know, if you eat all of it, a good drink will help you get a swallow. Eat it all, and then it'll help you get it down where it belongs. How come you folk don't like those kind of illustrations? Jesus said, drink all of it. Don't sip it. Drink it. If any man thirst, let him come and drink. Told you about that example.
Yes.
They were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And they spake with tongues. You can't drink unless you move your tongue.
Right.
You can pour water in your mouth all day long, but you gotta move the tongue.
Yes.
You gotta swallow.
Hallelujah.
I don't swallow that. Swallow it.
Hallelujah.
If they can't get it down, get a good drink and it'll wipe it down for you. The other day I was eating, I got something caught in my throat. Right? What did I say that caused that reaction? You don't know it? Nobody's ever got anything caught in your throat. Then what happened?
Hallelujah. Say it.
Now you should know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
You know what I did real quick? I got me something to drink.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, drink!
Hallelujah.
So you move your hand a little bit.
Yes. Glory.
And she went like that.
Glory.
Hey, Ruth.
Glory.
Come on, you know how to use your hand.
Glory.
Atta girl.
Glory.
Hey, Ruth, stand up and show these folk how to clap. Stand up and show them how to clap. Say, look at me, folk.
Hallelujah.
Look at me. To me, that's not pretty, but it sure is beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
Seemed like clumsy, huh? But it was so beautiful. Why? Because she did it willingly.
Amen.
Don't you know when you clap, you're applauding?
Yes.
You're saying, I approve of that?
Yes.
So, clap your hands. You people, God approves of you, and you approve of Him. Glory! You know the time I came in here and emphasized the word beloved?
Yes.
Hey, be loved.
Yes.
God loves you.
Yes.
So be loved.
Yes.
Hey, be loved.
Yes.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Well, if God loved you like you love him, you would be loved. He don't love just in word. But he loved indeed.
Yes,
indeed.
Indeed.
What a deed he did on that cross.
Yes.
But he did a greater one when he let God raise him from the dead.
Yes.
And you know what? He wasn't even ashamed. He showed himself openly and said, hey, look at him. I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm living.
Yes.
So come on, Thomas. Come on. Come on, Thomas. I'm alive.
Yes.
Come on. Hey, look. I'm here. Hey, hey. Boy, if I get some folks to really say it from the heart and then don't hesitate,
amen.
What a preacher.
What a preacher. Thank you, Lord.
And Holy Ghost said to Brother Patterson, doesn't like him. Who do you think he is? Yep. We got a lot of folk out there right now. As he is, so am I. He's here.
Yeah.
You know, he brought me
Hallelujah.
Back again.
Yes.
I was in the grave.
Yes.
I was dead.
Yes. Glory. Glory.
Huh?
Glory. Glory.
What a miracle.
Yes.
Thank God fixed it.
Yes.
It was almost in a day
yes.
that I could talk
yes.
to the remnant.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
And then some folk got mad because I said, where were you at? Adam, where you at, Adam? What do you want? I want you to listen to me. Yeah, what do you got to say? Every tree? News of the garden? You may. Enjoy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What's a lot of fruit out here. Got plenty to do. To enjoy all that fruit. Wow. I walk up to my table, I see blackberries, I see figs, I see peaches, I see pears.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. From all that fruit you may eat there. Boy, I'll tell you. And you know what I do? I take a little ball of it.
Yes.
Every one of them.
Right.
Now there's some I prefer over the other, but
right.
I got permissions. I get the blackberries, the elderberries, the strawberries.
Amen.
Just taste and see if the Lord is good. He's in that brother, he's in that sister. So just feed off their spirits. Come on, get the right spirit on you, folks, and you'll feed somebody else. You'll strengthen your brother. Yeah, you'll strengthen your brother. If you're excited about being reproved, they'll get excited. For when I reprove, I'm chastened of the Lord, and he chastens the one who runs. Hallelujah. God, oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, look, how the love is this. If that isn't love, if that isn't love, whoa, hallelujah. Beloved.
Yes.
Be loved.
Thank you,
Lord.
I do this every week, you know.
Glory.
I said, what am I going to say tomorrow?
Thank you, Lord.
Because whether you like it or not, there are people listening to me.
Hallelujah.
Just to trap me. And 90% of the things I said, they're going to kick at me. Who thinks he's Jesus? He thinks he's God. Those are the things they're saying about me. Oh, none of you have ever heard it, huh? None of you have ever agreed with it, did you? Huh? As he is, so am I. I don't think I'm God, but I do know I am standing in God's stead. I do, that I believe. I believe when you're looking at me, you're looking at the Son of God, the servant of the Most High God, the prophet. sent to you widows or to you lepers. So what you lepers don't do, you're leap. Go dip seven times. He should have ran, man. When he got that word, he should have ran to that River Jordan.
Yeah.
He should have ran.
Yeah.
But he was hiding, wasn't he? He said, nobody knows what I have. That's true. They didn't know. Because if they'd have known, they'd have helped him run. Get away from me, Captain. Don't touch me. And so he'd run. Yeah, let me get clean. So Jesus, he ran. He ran a race. He endured a cross. He ran. He set his face toward Jerusalem. You don't know what's going to happen? Yeah, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to run this race. I'm going to finish it. On the cross, he cried, it's finished! Doesn't mean you're going. You got to finish the race.
Amen.
You don't have to come in first because he came in first.
Amen.
All you got to do is come on in.
Amen.
That's all you got to do.
Amen.
He said, you open the door of your heart, I'm coming in.
Amen.
Any man open, he said.
Amen.
I'm coming right on in. Boy, you must feel awful good, Brother Stair. I laugh at that. It was needful for me when I gave all diligence.
Hallelujah.
All thought, all meditation.
Yes, Lord.
What should I speak?
Hallelujah.
To the beloved.
All right. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory. Surely. Doesn't need to be a special message for the beloved. Well, the first thing I got to say is beloved.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Beloved.
Hallelujah. They don't know what I'm saying. I told you the other day about how people used to say, if you want to go to heaven, you got to love me. I said, you really believe that? If you really believe that.
Hallelujah.
That people that you talk to and deal with want to go to heaven, that they got to love you, that for God's sake, be lovable.
Amen.
Don't make it tough on them.
Amen.
You don't follow me?
Yeah.
Be loved.
Amen.
You hear me, Jacob? You want to go to heaven, you got to love me. So I'm going to be as mean as hell to you. I'm going to do things to make it easy for you to love me.
Yeah.
I'll sort of pat you on the back and say, do that job then. Why, he had you do two jobs for me last week.
Oh, Jesus.
And I told you ahead of time. I said, no, this doesn't work.
Yes.
Because they're very delicate things, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And I said, now, if you work on these, just check and see. And he came back, and neither one worked. I just throw them away.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes back, and you don't work,
hallelujah.
I want you to love me, Lord, and be lovable.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's trying to explain to me about one. I said, man, I told you it doesn't work. We could probably make it fix if we worked that long. But it's not worth it. That is not worth it. They're inexpensive. The part probably costs more than the whole thing. To pay you for it. Right. And you, I am right.
Yes.
Now you can say that. Say you're right.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I say, don't worry about them, throw them away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Glory.
See, I took all because when I gave them to him, I gave two pieces of equipment that I had to quit working. I even knew the functioning of it.
Oh, Jesus.
I couldn't tell him why it wasn't working, so I get him, you check it out.
Oh, God.
I said, now, if it doesn't work. For instance, let me see. Never mind. It doesn't do me any good, God. These damn people, their minds are so far from what God's doing here that they don't realize all these little things.
Hallelujah.
I told him after bed, I said, now, if it don't work, we'll just throw them away.
Yes.
You know, God's casting away a lot of things.
Yes.
Don't work, just cast it away.
Yes.
You know, cast the bad away. Bad. 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 Bad boys. Bad. What's the matter? You're not bad, are you?
Hallelujah.
You're not a convict bad? Be good.
Oh, yes,
love. You know how to overcome hate? Be loved.
Love. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know how to
yes.
defeat wrong? Do right.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Be loved, folk. When I gave all diligence, what I do, God? What I say?
Oh, God.
What do I write? Anybody been around me long enough? I don't know what to say on the radio anymore. I just said everything. What, talk about Mr. Trump? Talk about the Antichrist? Talk about the tribulation? Everybody's doing it, but nobody expects it to happen.
Okay.
Are you against Mr. Trump? And I've done this. I'm not against the government. I'm not against anything that's being done on this earth.
Right.
Especially what God's doing.
Amen.
As he's purging us.
Yes.
Sanctifying us.
Yes.
Try. I'm not against that.
Yes.
Not against it at all. Give him a good whipping, Lord.
Amen.
I did say, you know, I wish he didn't have to scourge you.
Amen.
But it looks like he's going to have to.
Good God.
Because he loves us.
Yes, Lord. Love us, God. Do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Scourging.
Yes.
What did I say scourging is? It limits your power to resist.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Or your ability to resist.
Yes, Lord.
And you don't think I'm scourging in a cell? You don't think I'm still being scourged?
Uh-huh.
I can't leave here.
No.
I said to the monitor man the other day, can I go to Walmart and get an eye test? He said, no. He said, you are restricted to 1360 Augusta, Iowa. Can't I just drive to Walmart and get my eyes tested? He said, you got to check with your lawyers, and then you got to talk to the judge, or the problem, you fool. Why don't you do what I tell you to do? Just go. I'll make it without you. Don't really want to, but I will.
Okay.
I can't make it without him. Without you, I can do it. I still make it, as long as I have him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Yeah, the man's very nice to me. In fact, I don't even have to go back down to the monitor at all anymore now.
Glory.
They just turned me, first he set me loose for a month.
Yeah.
Mr. Jerry said, you have to come no more.
Glory.
We know where you're at. We know you're not trying to get away. You comply with everything.
Right.
Thank you,
Jesus. The only time you contact me now is if the equipment breaks down.
Amen.
The only time you got to contact the Lord is if your faith breaks down.
Amen.
Glory.
He's a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
I gave all diligence, thought, concentration, purpose, intent. I was going to come up to this dining hall again. And I gave all diligence.
All right.
What should I say to them? Concerning our common salvation.
Yes, Lord.
It was needful.
Needful, yes, Lord.
Needful.
Amen.
Jesus. Needful.
Yes.
Necessary.
Yes.
For me to speak unto you.
Yes.
And to exhort you. That you should earnestly,
yes.
sincerely,
yes.
wholeheartedly
yes.
contend
Hallelujah.
For the faith
Hallelujah.
Which was once delivered, which was once delivered
yes.
unto the saints.
Amen.
And his name, through faith,
Hallelujah.
In his name.
Hallelujah.
Hath made this man strong.
Hallelujah.
Whom you see and know.
Lord Jesus.
Hath made this man
Amen.
Strong.
Yes.
Hath made that man, that old man, strong.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
For when I'm weak,
when I'm
then I'm strong.
Hallelujah.
And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong.
Hallelujah.
Whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Wow! Do you know what you're talking about, God? Yeah. Do you know who you're talking about? Yeah. You hear me, Satan? He's perfect.
Hallelujah.
He's upright.
Hallelujah.
Not like him.
Amen.
I'm going to use him to show my perfection.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
I got so many scriptures I got to close. But you know, I don't know what to say anymore because I try my best and I keep telling my best is not good enough. My speech is garbled and you take advantage of it. I hear that. What do you say? Excuse me. So slow to hear. Yeah, I'm talking to you. There's people around the world right now glued to the radio. Static. Trying to catch every word. Yeah, they are.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. There's ham radio boys who scan the dial because they want to hear from all over the world. They preach on ham radio. I caught your voice.
Hallelujah.
As I was scanning.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Someone said, boy, you're tough. Well, you know I'm a hard man.
Praise
don't you?
Praise
I'm a hard man.
Yes.
Expecting people to hear what they... What, don't seem like they can hear.
Hallelujah.
You expect me to hear when there's nothing to hear?
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, there's plenty for you to hear.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Is that yours? Is that a mirror?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You mean folk are not hearing?
Amen.
Because they don't want to? Mm-hmm. Have I ever said that before? Yet they will not hear?
Hmm?
Speak, he says. Will they hear or forbear? Well, right now you're forbearing. I'm not sure you're hearing, but you are forbearing. Ah, well, he always preaches like that. And then he always makes himself look like he's so good. I didn't say I was perfect. I didn't say that. Oh, I didn't say that.
And
Brother Patterson didn't say it.
Amen.
He didn't say I was perfect.
Right.
He was telling what God told him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. First chapter of Job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right in the beginning of the book of Job.
Yeah.
After Satan had almost knocked the hell out of Job, and he did. He knocked all of it out of him. Job says from me. I know who I believe in. Oh, boy. Yeah. And he just wore Job out. He pushed him. Family, friend, money, health, wealth, everything. Gone. When all hope that he should be Job, none like him, was taken away. God spoke to Satan. You called me to do that. You kept pushing me to... Because you kept telling me he didn't love me. You kept telling me that I didn't love him. I tell you what, I love you. Job gonna love me. I don't care what. He loves you because I love him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, there, boy. Now think about that. What kind of love is that God loves somebody like you? Loves somebody like me. Wow, what love is that? for his child. Oh, crown of life. Wow. Glory.
Proclaim it, prophet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how he loved never heard the word of God like you heard from my mouth.
Amen.
I tried to tell you last night, because you see, I'm always checking myself, because I become a castaway, preach to others, and I myself become a castaway. Cast me not away.
Amen.
From thy presence, from thy word, from thy spirit.
Oh, Lord.
And you think I'm seeking your sympathy? What can you do for me?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I can pray for you, but that's about all. But you can pray in faith and believe. And even though I may not be transformed like you want, you can still keep on believing. Even though Christ hasn't come as we thought, we can still believe he's coming. And keep living like we know he's coming. Coming again. Coming. There's the scripture. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe in my... in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, many places, many. I'm going up there to prepare one for you. And if I go away, I will. Once I got the plate prepared for you, then I got to get you prepared for the plate. So I send a prophet who will make you ready. He will take your measurements. Who will cut off the excessive fat.
Thank you, Lord.
Get the bad and throw it away. Bad, don't be bad.
Oh, Lord.
I give it the good and the bad.
Amen, hallelujah.
Throw the bad away. Bring the good.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Want nothing. What, are you afraid you're bad?
My Lord.
You get bad, I'll tell you. Huh? I said you did a good job at those things.
Praise the Lord.
Now you can throw them away.
Hallelujah.
He helped me find out that they were bad.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And it's not worth making those things good.
Amen.
So we replace them.
Yes.
Right. Oh, we are dense, aren't we? Our minds. God's not the author of confusion.
No.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
You just saw me this morning. I got my shoulder in the dining hall, which I don't do on Saturday. And then I started to talk, and then I got tied up.
Praise the Lord.
Almost didn't get out in time to get to church. Because I got a bunch of folks sitting there with their doubtings and their questions tying me up, binding me, Get me free.
Yeah.
So he said, ready to just tie me up.
Oh,
just tie me up, bundle me, tie me up. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
What happened to you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You don't know? Well, last night you were sitting there, and I talked about moving front closer, and you got up and started to do then. What happened?
Oh,
no, don't do it now. He was sitting right there last night, same place. Right there. When I talk about moving closer to the front, he started to move. I said, no. Now here this morning, he had a chance to do it. Come here, let's show him how to do it.
Hallelujah.
Well, man, you love me, boy. Now we're getting closer.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Have they not heard? They heard to the end of the earth. Have we heard where the end of the earth is?
Oh, God. Jesus.
I can't believe you people sit right here and you won't answer me. Where's the end of the earth? What you jagging around for? Even in the secular world, they call New Zealand the end of the earth. And then I told you about something that seemed so impossible. Yeah. I told you I got an email from WBCQ, which is the low power station compared to the others, only 50,000 watts. Now there's 100,000, 200,000, right. There are 50,000.
Right. Amen.
And I got an email last night from somebody over in New Zealand. New Zealand? Have they not heard? Well, they may not have heard, but it's not my fault, not God's, because it's there. Did you check with them yet? Did they answer you back? Insist. I know they can hear me otherwise, but I'd like them to check that frequency. It's important for me to get a check. Because maybe I'll make sure that that one stays on the air.
Hallelujah.
Are these people with me, God? Seems like they're more against me than they are with me. Well, if you're not with me, then you are against me.
Amen.
God bless you,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Somebody get close to me. Well, there we are, boy. Let me put your name on that seat. And you come in and somebody just says, move over. That's my seat. Yeah, 9330. Booming into New Zealand. And the report on that frequency was it's loud and clear and no static.
Like,
way over there. From way up in Maine.
Glory.
Woo!
Glory.
That had to go up real high, you know. That had to go up way up high. Yes, sir. See, 9360 is just in between. That's neither high nor low. So somehow God took that. The frequency tells you how high it goes.
Hallelujah.
Boy, describe this. When a signal goes up in the air, it's confined by the frequency. The whole one's like 3.9. They come close by. And yet they can also be heard the other side. So what they do, I will explain it to you, you knotheads. The signal goes up, hits its area, then it comes back to earth. That's when you hear it. Then it bounces back up again. It bounces like it all around the world. That's a sure way it does. It bounces. Whoop toom. Whoop toom. Whoop toom. Jingo, jingo. Have they not heard? Why, it bounced all the way to New Zealand.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Jesus.
You folk are not impressed by anything, huh? I'm a bouncer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the word of God increased. And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem. I'm on my way.
Amen.
Greatly. And a great company of the priests, and here's a word that a lot of folk don't like to hear, were obedient to the faith.
Hallelujah.
So let's earnestly contend for the faith by being obedient.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You all know how to be obedient. You learn through your disobedience. Have you ever learned how to be obedient? Well, so you haven't learned through your disobedience yet? Well, then you will. He'll just have to give you another good whooping.
Amen. Oh,
yeah. Chastisement.
Yes, Lord.
Be obedient.
Yes, God.
If you be willing and obedient, it'd be a lot easier.
Amen. Help
a lot Lord. Easier if you're willing.
Help
Lord. Oh, Jesus. Well, like when you tell me to do this, you're not willing, then, are you?
I know.
Speak the word only.
Oh,
are you willing to?
Oh, God.
Believe the Lord your God. Be all I sent promptly for you.
Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Shall I wait on him, Lord?
Oh, bless you.
You don't know what I'm asking for? Oh, isn't that something? Obey his voice.
My Lord.
Wow. Wow. No. We got it well narrowed down to this. Go down to the river and take a drink. And see if I can find out who's going to be worthy to fight the Midianites so they can share in the victory.
Oh, Jesus. Glory.
If you look at me, I'll try to show you what I'm seeing.
Have mercy, Lord.
A prophet like unto Moses. Will God raise up from among the brethren? Or a prophet like unto Jesus?
My Lord.
Or a prophet like unto Paul?
Oh, God.
Will God raise up from among the people?
Amen.
Next line.
Lord.
Next line. Will you tell me why you won't say it? I sent my messenger, prophet messenger, before your face. Obey him. Obey his.
Hallelujah.
Ah, you really are stubborn, aren't you? You don't want that line, do you?
Hallelujah.
Obey. Do you know of a voice around here?
Hallelujah.
Of a man who boldly says he's a prophet?
Yes.
In the midst of all these false prophets?
Jesus.
How do we know you're not a false prophet? You better find out.
Amen.
Soon and very soon. Because if you follow a false prophet, you're going to go to hell.
Right.
They both fall into the ditch. If you quote that stuff at me like they don't think I know that. The blind lead the blind. Maybe I'll lead you how to survive in this world, huh? I'm trying to get you ready to leave it, not survive in it. Well,
hallelujah.
I go to prepare a place for you, he said.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I send an angel messenger.
Yes.
Who knows how to get there?
Hallelujah.
He knows the way.
Hallelujah.
The way of the cross leads home.
Hallelujah.
Well, brother, you ain't bearing no cross. Phew.
Yeah.
What a cross.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Isn't it something? But we see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How determined are you to see Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory, glory.
Apostle Paul said, I am determined.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
That I'm going to find Jesus in you.
Yes.
That's why I'm checking you. I'm going to find Jesus.
Yes. Glory, glory.
When hardship comes, when trouble comes, when unbelief comes, I want to see Jesus. Why? Because he's the author and the finisher. I don't care how much he's authored your faith, you got to let him finish it. The end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Catching up with me? I got a lot more scripture, but I'll leave it at that. They all have to do with believing, obedient to the faith.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
Yes.
That we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. It will be worth it all. It will be. Let God put us down. Let God have everybody else put us down, because He's getting ready to lift us up. And the lower you get put down, the higher He can lift you up. Hallelujah! Put us down, Lord. Put us on our knees. Put us on our face. Put us before us in humility. Put us down, world. You're doing God a favor. You're doing me a favor. I'm not going to pump myself up because I've tried that and I got it. I don't want that one no more. But I'm going to lift Jesus
higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Him up for the world to see.
And He said it. Get crucified with Him.
Yes.
Just crucify.
Yes.
Just die out to yourself.
Yes.
Your opinions. Your haughtiness.
Yes.
You want to be beautiful? Then let God beautify you. He'll do it with salvation.
Yes.
Top 10 beautiful.
Yes.
He understood.
He understood.
All I ask.
All I ask.
What? It was what?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A broken,
yes,
and a contrite spirit. God will not despise. They ain't worth it. He'll love somebody with a broken spirit. He won't despise that. He'll love it. Broken and spilled out.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
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 So we stand. Spirit of
fall.
Shocking, huh? Lord bless you.
Bless you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, what blessedness. Oh, what peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arm, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting arm. Hallelujah. Spencer, would you pray for us?
Mercy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, Lord God, for having mercy upon us, Lord God.
Glory.
Allowing us to come to the house of prayer.
Glory.
Allowing us to hear the word of God from the prophet, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, for this privilege, Lord God. We do thank you, Father. We ask, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you bless Pastor Rice, Lord God. Anoint him with fresh oil.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, to speak the word of faith, Lord God. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Oh, yes, we believe that you will, Lord God. Yes, right where you put it, Lord God. In your people, Lord God. We do thank you, Father. We do thank you for the Sabbath day, Lord God. For that rest that is in Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Spencer. You may take your seats. Hallelujah. All right, how am I doing? All right, praise the Lord. That sounds a little better. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. All right, once again, we're gathered in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day. Praise the Lord. In the place where prayers want to be made. Glory, glory. Where the saints of God gather. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We come into this place, gathered in his name, to worship him. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. I heard the man of God say, though Jesus didn't come like we thought, we can still believe that he's going to come. Is that why we're here? We still believe that he's going to come? Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, there's a question then.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise?
That's all right.
Elements will melt with fervent heat.
Amen.
Y'all understand that?
Amen.
The earth and all that they're in, the works thereof, should be burned up.
Amen.
Well, there's a question then.
Yes, it is.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be?
Amen.
In all holy conversation and godliness.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Like on the day of Pentecost when Peter said, after he ended his message by saying, you know that Jesus whom you crucified, God hath made both Lord and Christ. Some were pricked in their hearts, and they questioned them, men and brethren, what shall we do?
Amen.
So that's the question. In light of what we know, what we've heard, and what shall we do? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, we heard at the ending, we should continue in the faith. Huh? Understanding that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Y'all like that? Enter into the kingdom. How's everybody doing? Glory, glory. Y'all understand that I stand here in great humility? Huh? Presenting my body a living sacrifice. I do have hope in Christ. Not only in this life, but in the world to come.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
So I'm humbled to stand before you, believing that we're men of like passion, but we're those of like precious faith. Is that all right? Endeavoring to believe unto the saving of the soul. Glory, glory. All right. What shall we do? We must get an agreement on that. Because we're here, we heard the voice of the prophet. We just heard him preach. Wonderful words of life. Words that he spoke, spirit and life. Words to give us life and allow us to bring forth fruit unto God.
Hallelujah.
So what shall we do? What shall we do, men and brother? What manner of persons ought ye to be?
Glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
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 And all holy conversation and godliness. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
We should take heed to the things that we've heard, lest at any time we let them slip. No?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We should love one another. You're not going to go down that path, are you? Absolutely. 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 Hallelujah. The Bible talks about eating and drinking unworthily, receiving damnation, not discerning the body.
Oh, God. Lord God.
And for this cause, many are sick among you.
Oh, God.
Some sleep.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I recall the last time we partook of the cup was on Passover.
Yes, Lord.
And all didn't gather with us.
Oh, God.
But we did partake.
Yes, we did.
Amen. Giving heed to the word of God that says, as often as you do this,
oh, God,
you do show forth the Lord's death until he come. Discerning the body, believing that we are members in particular.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine.
Yes, Lord.
All right, fellowship, huh?
Oh, God. Jesus.
What is that fellowship? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's when we're in agreement.
Bless you, Jesus.
Looking for the same thing, walking in the same path.
Oh, God.
A brother Stair would say, two fellows in the ship, going the same way.
Oh, God.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Oh, yes, Lord.
What a blessedness.
Oh, God.
What a peace in mind.
Yes, Lord.
Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning.
Oh, Jesus.
Safe and secure. Sweet to walk,
oh, God,
in this pilgrim way. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory, God.
All right. Once again, I have opportunity to answer for myself. Is that all right?
Yes.
By what authority do you do this, Pastor Rice? And who gave you this authority?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Lord God Almighty.
Oh, God. By the authority of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
And Jesus Christ gave me the authority.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What authority do you do the things that you do?
Oh, God.
Who gave you the authority?
Yes. Yes.
Are we not sons of God?
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Now, we shouldn't be in here under duress. Don't do that.
Amen.
Don't deceive yourself and, you know, just if you don't want to be here, you don't want to hear what I've got to say, then just leave.
My Lord.
We shouldn't be here under duress.
Oh.
We're going to serve God. We should serve him with gladness.
Yeah.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Into his courts with praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
All right.
Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Brother Stair often talked about the present truth. He often spoke of revelation truth.
I know. Jesus.
He talked about response to the truth.
Yes.
Amen. Love for the truth.
Amen.
Love of the truth. How about it?
Amen.
And if we don't receive a love of the truth, we receive delusion.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Brother Stair always said we should not overlook the obvious. You know, that's things that are happening right now, things that are right in our midst.
My God.
We shouldn't overlook that.
Yes, Lord.
You want to know what God is doing, see what the devil is doing. We've been told that. Is that not right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't want to talk to the Democrats. We're speaking to God's people today.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible is written for God's people. The word of God is for God's people.
Oh, yes, Lord God.
The gospel is preached to us.
Amen.
That we might mix faith with it. That it might profit us.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Oh, Jesus. Help, Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Well, I can always speak of the things concerning myself. You know, like the man that was born blind. Gave his testimony that a man named Jesus touched him and, you know, told him to go wash and he came back seeing. That was his testimony. At one point they said, man, you were altogether born in sin. Are you going to teach us? Then they said, all he was doing was giving his testimony.
Hallelujah.
Man, you were altogether born in sin.
My Lord, hallelujah.
Now teach us. Of course, you can't teach people except they're teachable.
Right.
Amen. Oh, God. Jesus.
You know, they would have to humble themselves.
Amen.
Pastor Rice, you were altogether born in sin. Doth thou now teach us?
My Lord.
I see. Hallelujah. Well, I was born in sin.
Yes.
How about you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Well, if you have a love of the truth,
yes,
I can get somewhere. Otherwise, I can't.
Oh, God.
Well, what I have experienced,
Jesus,
and many don't want to hear from me,
my God,
or some don't want to, which is not a problem with me.
Amen.
Like Paul, I've learned to be abased.
Hallelujah.
Now learn to bound.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Love to be full. Learn to be full, to be hungry, to suffer and eat.
Yes, Lord.
Prosper.
Amen.
Glory. Yeah. Oh, God.
I've learned that in all things we should endeavor to receive instruction.
Glory.
So if I can't teach you, you can teach me. Yeah, I look on these things and I receive instruction. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So there are some things that I've learned. Like I said, I've learned how to be abased.
Oh, Jesus.
I've learned how to respond being despised and rejected.
My Lord.
Sure. May I teach you? Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
I've learned how to be honest with me and humble myself and present my body before God. I've not learned perfectly, but I'm endeavoring to do it. But I have learned to measure how to humble myself under God's mighty hand and present my body to let him do with me what he would have me to do.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
In the midst of great opposition.
Jesus.
Amen.
I encountered a spirit this week. Well, why would you talk about it, Pastor? Well, it's the obvious.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's my experience.
Yeah.
I would endeavor to use it for edification.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Paul said we should be zealous to obtain spiritual gifts. That's in 1 Corinthians 12, maybe. So that we could edify.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'll find it and read it more perfectly. Let's give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, and you are zealous of spiritual gifts, aren't you? Seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. How about that? Paul said, All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. All right. My endeavor is to speak to edification. My edification, your edification, or the edification of the church. I believe that that's why God gives gifts, so that we can edify one another. That's what I believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
So what should we do? Well, we should continue to endeavor to edify one another. To provoke one another unto love and to good works. Is that all right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, my experience is I've got great opposition. Great opposition.
Thank you, Father.
Which is encouraging.
Thank you, Father.
Right. Yeah, if you're doing business for God, if you're yielding your members' servants to righteousness, you will have great opposition.
Bless you, Lord. Amen. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
The spirit I encountered said, but thou teach us, you're altogether born in sin. You know, Brother Stair gave me this to do.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Don't you know I have power to release you, give you your money back, and send you back? Well, you would have no power at all.
See,
if it wasn't from God.
Amen.
I'm serious now.
Amen. Oh, God. Mercy.
This is the opposition I've encountered.
Oh.
Of course, I believe that I'm here by the will of God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I do.
Oh.
Amen. We're here by God's will.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yes.
There's no need for us to work against each other.
Amen.
What I'm endeavoring to do is show that this is evidence of Antichrist. What I'm doing is not against the body of Christ. It's not against the cause of Christ. It's not against the gospel. Not against the hope and the coming of Jesus Christ. I have hope in the coming of Jesus Christ. I endeavor to maintain the hope. I exhort and encourage you to maintain the hope of the coming of Jesus Christ. If we do that, then we won't bite and devour. We won't try to exalt ourselves one above another. We would humble ourselves. What happened was sort of like what happened in Isaiah. I'll find it. Help me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Here's the charge.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Don't let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying the Lord will surely deliver us. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus said the Lord, thus said the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying the Lord will deliver us. Hath any of the gods of the nation delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Don't let Pastor Rice encourage you to trust in the living God and tell you that God's going to deliver you. Where's all the pastors that were here? Where are all the teachers that are here? Huh? Don't let Pastor Rice tell you trust in the Lord. God will deliver you.
Amen.
Where are all those pastors? Where are all those teachers?
Amen.
Nothing left here but us prophets and evangelists.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead,
Well, that's been the spirit throughout. It won't run off everybody but the prophets and the evangelists. Well, I've got no problem with either. But if they're true prophets and evangelists, they won't run the pastor off. Somebody say amen. So I discern it's an evil spirit. Yeah. Why run the pastor off? I'm a gift from God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now this is my experience. And I'm not complaining. I have no complaints. All I have is glory for God. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God. Praise the Lord Jesus. At least there's one that will stand up and tell the truth. You understand that?
Amen.
This is a spirit that's been in the midst of this work. Brother Sarah's greatest challenge was that spirit. Spirit that divides. Brings contention. Sows strife and discord. Who's the greatest? You don't know like I know.
Oh God.
The Bible said try the spirit. See whether they be of God. Every spirit that confessed that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that spirit is of God. Every spirit that confessed that Jesus Christ is in your brother, that spirit is of God. The spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that's the spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. It's amazing that after all we've heard, with the intensity, with the consistency that we've heard it, we've not learned to walk more circumspectly. We're still so easily tossed about. Maybe it's not settling everybody's heart. Who God is and what God is doing. We have to know Him for ourselves. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, God loves His people. Yeah. Whose people we are. Yeah, we are loved of God. That's not because of our merits. That's because God desires to love us. And in His loving us, He desires for us to love Him back. Yes. This is my commandment, that ye love one another. Not strive against one another. Not bite and devour, not set traps and dig pits for one another.
Amen.
Esteem other better than yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't look only on your own things, but also on the things of others. These things are true. But some have desire that I shouldn't speak them. They like to muddy the water, obscure and conceal, and you know, how do they do that? Well, with their spirituality. What I'm saying is not against the prophets, not against prophecy. What I'm saying is for always. Always. And I would believe God's people would readily receive this and say, ah, this is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus. God's desire for us is to come together with one accord. Yeah, this is not something strange to our ears. We all know that God would have us all speak the same thing and have no divisions. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and same judgment. And if we believe that He's God and we're the people of God, that's a good place to start. We endeavor to look to things that bind us together rather than things that separate us. That's a good start. If we seek the things of God, not seek our own. Do you know about men seeking their own? Of course I do. That's why I can identify. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Yeah, I know plenty about it. I know about men doing things not for the glory of God, but for their own glory, their own self. Yeah, I know exactly. That's why I can identify. But the thing about it, I'm willing to identify. I'm not going to overlook it and say, oh, no. I'm going to say, yeah, there it is. You think God's going to hold you back if you're going to do something for His glory? Not so. When you do it for your glory, yes. And we should give God all the glory. He's worthy in everything. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. So let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let's esteem others better than ourselves. Now that goes with everything that we do. Prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, father, mother, son, brother. We are the body of Christ, and let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, esteeming others better than yourself. And all things be done decently and in order. Praise the Lord Jesus. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What's the things that I'm saying we've heard? And that's the thing about it. We've heard so much of the truth of God. Talking about preaching, this is a people here that have been preached to. Yeah, we've been preached to. We've not listened very well. We've not obeyed very well, but we've certainly been preached to. It's a testimony against us when we live here, we send this broadcast out and we do contrary. That's just foolish. We're going to come here and be castaways? Or preach to others and become a castaway? We're not going to be partakers of this good stuff? But usually, that's how we do the things of God. We say that's for other people to do, not for me. Pastor Rice should humble himself. Well, I agree to that. Pastor Rice shouldn't take a place where he shouldn't belong. Well, I agree with that. I shouldn't take a place. I should receive what God gives to me in righteousness and be faithful in it. But I shouldn't exalt myself above measure. I've got no problem with that. I agree. We're going to put that on the word, aren't we? I heard the man of God. He called some names and he said, none of them were sent here to correct me. Get me going. But, of course, that's what happened all along, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Still happening, you know.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
If we believe that time is short as we say it is, our life certainly doesn't show it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Envy and strife. He said, why? Well, you're yet carnal. Walk with me. No, Pastor Rice, we're spiritual. I see. Why the envy and strife? Why the opposition with me submitting myself to God? Sure. Oh, we're too spiritual to see that. I understand that. That's what I'm telling you. Why ain't you heard me yet? Yeah, we're using our spirituality to cloud, conceal, hide, obscure. So it's not really spirituality, it's devilish. Yeah, earthly, sensual, and devilish. Because the light makes manifest. Light brings life. Sure. I say again, I don't want any man's job, don't want any man's position, don't want anything that God don't want me to have. It's all I can do to submit to what he wants me to do. I'm not looking for anything else. I'm endeavoring to love you as I love myself. Love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's not a game with me. I'm for real. Running for my life. So many things that happen here are just foolish.
Oh, Jesus. Lord God. Oh, God.
They're childish.
Amen.
Directly, they oppose the things of God and the work that God is doing. They won't prevent them, though. Things are being done with no regard to the weak, no regard to the brother, no regard to God, no regard. No, because someone's threatening my autonomy, my position. Huh? No?
Yes, true. Amen.
Somebody going to tell me what to do? Can't have that.
Amen.
I appreciate you all being quiet. At least it makes me believe that you're here.
Amen.
I've said it many times. Look like not too many have heard. We're working against ourselves, working against God, you know, opposing themselves. Yeah, we need to stop that. Are we all seeking the same thing? We all seeking the kingdom?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to stop opposing ourselves. You know, looking for these little temporal things here. We're going to be here for just a little while. We need to lay up some treasure in heaven. Oh, we talk about loving our neighbor, but we don't get it done so well. Why, brother? Well, it gets in the way of our loving ourselves. Gets in the way of our seeking our own. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Seek those things that are above. For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Save the things that be of God, not the things that be of men.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah, I've learned some things, saints.
Hallelujah.
I have learned that I was altogether born in sin. How about that? I also learned that Jesus died to take away my sins. That he rose again for my justification. That he's coming back again. Yeah, I've learned those things. I believe those things. I receive those things. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Learn how to love you. Whether you do me right or do me wrong. Because I won't let you do me wrong. I've learned how to do right by God no matter how much I love you. I'm not going to let that keep me from loving God more. You know how some, their relationship with each other prevents them from doing right by God. Yeah. I love you, saints. I love Brother Merlin. Yeah. But he's not going to prevent me doing right by God. Neither are you. Huh? I'm going to make sure my relationship is right with God. Then it'll be right with you. In spite of you. Everybody understand what I'm saying? I've learned how to go to the top. Get it from God. Then I've got it. You can't take it. Yeah, I don't need commendation from man. Acceptance from man. I need to be accepted in the beloved, and I am. So are you. I esteem that. I esteem the faith and the grace that God gives me. So I earnestly contend for it. I fight for it. Now, if y'all going to sit here, some of you look like that, you might as well leave. Y'all understand? That is not the right response. I'm saying things that ought to make you rejoice. It's certainly going to shake things out, I promise you that. Everybody's not here to hear the truth. You're in the wrong place, though. I'm going to tell the truth. Yeah. Whether you hug me or not is not going to dictate how I walk. Everybody understand that? You can't buy me. I'm already bought. Is that all right? Won't prevent me from loving you, though. Huh? I'll still do right by you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we just need to get real, and we're going to serve the Lord that servant. His commandment is not grievous. Praise the Lord Jesus. In Galatians, Paul talks about being called of God.
Hallelujah.
And Paul headed to Syria. So they were looking for him, but they didn't know him by face. They didn't know what he looked like. They did know that he that once persecuted them preached the faith that he once destroyed.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
Now, we don't want to destroy the faith that we once preached. That'd be backwards. But we have some of that going on. We don't want to destroy the faith that we once preached or once believed. We would earnestly contend for the faith. Is that all right? Paul was zealous, but he had a zeal without knowledge, so he went about persecuting the saints. He got the knowledge, he was still zealous. And zeal is required. What is zeal? I'm going to tell you again. Would you hear me this time? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Zealous is ardently devoted to a purpose. Fervent, enthusiastic. How about that? What is smug? Narrowly content with our own accomplishments, beliefs, morality, and etc. Self-satisfied, complacent.
Oh, Lord.
How about that? I'm rich. I've increased with goods. I don't need anything. No need for me to gather in the tabernacle. No need for me to, you know, hear what Pastor Rice has to say or my brother or anything. No need. I'm rich and increased with goods. Have need of nothing. What should we do? Be zealous and repent. You know, repentance is a good place to find. It's not something to shun, it's something to seek after. We would humble ourselves and seek a place of repentance. We could worship God there, huh? Be zealous, therefore, and repent. What are we going to print up? Repent of? Well, the way we've been living. The way we've been treating one another. Huh? The way we've been coming to the tabernacle. The way we've been responding. Yeah, be zealous and repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I often encounter this smugness. You know, they're self-satisfied. What are you going to tell me, Pastor Rice? Well, the way you receive me, nothing, probably. What's God going to take? Nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
The things God give, we have to receive.
Jesus.
By faith.
Amen.
Which works by law.
Jesus.
Yes. We would have to humble ourselves.
Amen.
Because God resists the proud,
amen,
give grace to the humble.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Whatever God's given you, it should humble you.
Jesus.
Usually that's not the response we have. God gave me charge over this. You get down, you sit over there. No? This is my charge here. See how great I am? You're altogether born in sin. You're just a pastor. You're just a pastor. Well, that's no way to speak about any of God's people. Yeah, we are purchase of God.
Amen.
We're sons of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Not just, but behold what manner of love.
Amen.
The Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Not just the prophets.
Amen.
Not just the teachers.
Amen.
We're all sons of God.
Amen.
The weak and the strong.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name. I'm endeavoring to get to the end. But my plea is that we would hear the word. We would hear what the Spirit said. All it takes is some agreement. We could get out of this. We're not locked into it. If we all agree to this truth, we can get out of it. We're going to have to do that. We're going to go on to the end. Stop striving among ourselves. Who the greatest? The book tells us how to be the greatest. We don't want to do it like that. We're going to make God a liar. He said if we would be the greatest, then we would humble ourselves, be converted, and that we would serve. That's how we are the greatest. Well, we'll let you do this job, brother. As long as you know you're helping me. Not like that. That's exactly opposite. As long as you know when you do that, you're helping me. That's not humility. That's lowering it. We're helpers together. Now, no one have any trouble with me pulling the weeds. I do it willingly. You wouldn't think that the way I'm treated, though. You would think I'd run and hide and wouldn't do it. I'm out there pulling weeds. Huh? Sure. I've got no problem with pulling weeds. Or anything. I'm glad that I'm able to do whatever I can do. But I'm not going to pull a weed unto any man. You wait till hell freeze over. Every weed I pull, I'm going to pull it unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that?
Yes.
You're wicked to want anything else. I don't want anybody pulling weeds under me. Whatever we do, we need to sanctify and do it unto the Lord.
Amen.
Then it's worth something.
Amen. Thank you.
You're in charge of something. Whatever you're in charge of, make sure you do it unto the Lord.
Amen.
Then you'll treat your brother right in that.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Jesus.
If I can't do it unto the Lord, I'm not going to show up.
Amen.
And I believe God's grace is sufficient that I can show up. Huh? God's given me this grace. When I show up and pull my weed into the Lord, I get great blessings. Beyond measure. Why would you want me to pull it under you and get nothing? Huh? Well, you know when you do this, you're helping me. Really? I'm just telling the spirits I've encountered. That this is, what's going on now. This has been my experience. I'm speaking it for edification, not to condemnation. To exhort you, to exhort me. It's really foolish. we should put away the foolish things. Lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Well, you know, Brother Sterr gave me this to do.
Yeah.
Make sure you do it unto the Lord. Make sure you acknowledge that your brother has something to do too, and your sister.
Amen.
And the charge they have is just as important as the charge you have.
Amen.
And them doing their charge in righteousness and you doing your charge in righteousness will not oppose each other. No, it won't. It'll bring about unity. It'll bring about peace. If it's not doing that, then it's not being done in righteousness. I don't care how exalted your position is. If God gave it to you, then it works peace and unity. It points to glory to God. Anything else, you're doing it out of something else. If God gave it to you to do, my Brother Sterr, then make sure God get the glory for it.
Amen.
Don't rob God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you often talk about the zeal, Pastor. Yeah, because we should have zeal. We should be zealous. Good works, zealous to maintain good works.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Bless you, Lord God.
Let's try this. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
It says here, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Again, that's enthusiastic. Ardently devoted to it. How about that? We would serve the Lord, then we would serve him with gladness.
That's right.
No other way to serve God.
That's right.
If you're under the rest, you're not serving God, you're serving yourself.
Right.
You come to the tabernacle with that sad face, you're serving, you're not worshiping God.
Amen.
Huh? In our complacency, we're just seeking our own and serving ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Martin Luther King had a speech called I Have a Dream. Well, what we have is hope. It's a blessed hope.
Yes, Lord.
The message has gone forth from here for us to look for that blessed hope, to maintain that blessed hope. That's the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, he gave himself for us.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Not hope in positions, not hope in callings or anything in this world. Yeah, this ministry prepares to get out of this world.
Jesus.
And we have the calling for the other place. Everybody understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about a calling here or a position here. There's a position for us.
Amen.
There's a place prepared for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will come again,
yes,
and receive you unto myself. But where I am, there ye may be also. Don't lose sight of that.
Yes.
It's called distractions. Have you looking at everything but the kingdom? We're looking to be caught up together with the saints. To meet the Lord in the air and forever be with him. To put off this old tabernacle. Put it on the heavenly. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Amen. To put off the sorrow and the sighing.
Yes.
And the dying.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Amen.
So shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Let us stand. Brother Harper, would you pray for us? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us, Lord. Help us to realize, Lord, that it's all about you, Lord. It's all about what you have done, Lord, and what you all continue to do, Lord. And we just want to show our appreciation, Lord, each and every day, Lord, because you are merciful, Lord, full of compassion, Lord, stored of anger, Lord, of great mercy, Lord. You chose us, Lord, out of billions of people in the world, Lord. What a miracle, Lord. I think about that every day, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every day, Lord, many people, Lord, going to eternity, lost, Lord. Millions, Lord, are going to hell, Lord. And we just want to continue to strive, Lord, to keep the faith, Lord. I thank you for the message that Brother Steph preached, Lord. Thank you for the message Pastor Wright is preaching, Lord. It's not to condemn us, Lord, but it's to prick our heart, Lord, and ask you to forgive us, Lord, for hardening our heart, Lord. The Holy Spirit came to convict us, Lord, of our sin, Lord, when we do wrong, Lord. That what the man of God is for, Lord. Both the man of God, Lord, are preaching truth, Lord, and it all come together. What a beautiful thing is truth when you receive it, Lord. It all works together, Lord. All the truth never contradict each other, Lord, but it all work together and receive it. What a beautiful thing, Lord. When we receive it, Lord, and let it marinate, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Cultivate that word, Lord. And let us grow, Lord, so may bring forth fruit, Lord, into our life, Lord. And like the Spirit, Lord, never condemn, Lord, but it's trying to help us to repent, Lord, to repent from all the things, Lord, we've been doing, Lord. Because you know our heart, Lord. You search the heart, Lord. The Holy Spirit search the heart, Lord. Try the reins, Lord, and I thank you for that, Lord, because, Lord, being honest with you, Lord, I don't know my own heart, Lord. We don't know our own heart, Lord.
That Hallelujah.
We need the Holy Spirit, Lord. We need the pastor through the Holy Ghost, Lord, to help us, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Sometimes our flesh say no, Lord. We got to go against that, Lord. I know it doesn't, Lord, but through experience, Lord, we experience these things, Lord. And help us, Lord, to receive one another, to love one another, Lord. But we got to be willing, Lord, to do that, Lord. We got to help us, Lord, to be willing and obedient, Lord. The pastor saying a word, what you said, Lord. And we hear not him, Lord. The Holy Ghost speaking to him. We hear not you, Lord. That's how it goes, Lord. Everything is connected, Lord, through the Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the brothers and sisters, Lord, that want to be gathered, Lord. They got people that's here that don't want to be gathered with us, Lord. But they got people on the outside that wishing they had a brother, Lord. Just one brother or sister, Lord, to be gathered with, Lord. They call him daddy, Lord. Want to be restored, Lord. They call him every day, Lord. Help us, Lord, to count our blessings, Lord. Help us, forgive us, Lord, for we despise one another, Lord, and hate one another, Lord. It shouldn't be like that, Lord. Help us to give no place to the devil, Lord, but some of them have done it, Lord, and we better not get flesh and blood, Lord, but the Spirit, Lord, these spirits are here, Lord. We will not receive those words that these spirits speak unto us, Lord. We
Amen.
Will not doubt, Lord. We will cast away everything, Lord, that same speaks to us, Lord. And whoever he's using, Lord, we cast away that word of doubt, Lord. We receive your word, Lord, each and every day, Lord. We are nothing without you, Lord. Everything that you have given us, Lord, has come from you, Lord, is for edification, Lord. Edification, Lord, for the body, Lord. That we're all gifts, Lord, for, Lord. For to edify you, Lord, and help us, Lord, to do everything to you, Lord. Then we will have peace with you, Lord, first, and we will have peace with our brother, Lord. Because the love of God will abide in our hearts, Lord. We would love to work with our brother and sister, love to put others first before us, Lord. We just will have a joy, Lord, for that, Lord. And not to despise them, Lord, but encourage them and strengthen them, Lord, and have that fellowship, Lord. Keep us, Lord, in a fellowship, Lord. We should be in a fellowship of your sufferings, Lord. Thank you. As you have suffered, Lord, we shall follow your steps, Lord. And we are perfect, Lord, through suffering, Lord. Help us, Lord, keep this faith, Lord. Help us, Lord, to redeem our time, Lord, because the days are evil, Lord. We need each other, Lord. We need you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Keep us in a fellowship, Lord. Keep us in a ship, Lord. He said a ship is going to be lost, but keep us, Lord, in a fellowship, Lord, of your sufferings, Lord, and in your way, Lord. We are waiting on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Help us, Lord, to love one another, Lord, to bear each other's burdens, Lord, so fulfill the love of Christ, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Help us to crucify our flesh, Lord, and to do it. We can do it, Lord. We are well able, Lord,
God,
to do it, Lord. We can do it, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a hurting thing, Lord. I know it hurts us, Lord, to be rejected, to be despised, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We must go through great tribulation, Lord, to enter in, Lord. And we are blessed, Lord, when men persecute us, Lord. Say all men.
Hallelujah.
Fault, Lord. We receive
all
it.
See, Lord, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Love God, Lord, for them call to their purpose, Lord. We do not hate them, Lord. But we know that it's a spirit working, Lord. It's a spirit working, Lord. And you gotta have you gotta submit to that spirit, Lord, and allow it to work in you, Lord. And we cast away that spirit, Lord. Help
in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Help us, Lord, to work righteous, Lord.
Destroy.
Help us, Lord. You said he that willing to be last of all, let him be servant of all, Lord. And last of all, Lord, you was a true servant, Lord. You served, Lord. And the best gift of all is help, Lord. Help us, Lord. You are helping us, Lord.
Yes,
even
Lord.
Right now, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Our love is being tested, Lord, and we are in a wilderness, Lord. We are being tested, Lord. I can see it every day, Lord. God, use these things, even the ones that come against us, Lord, to test our love, Lord, to come and see them face to face. And we got to let us respond with love, Lord. Let us respond with love every time, Lord. You are looking at our response, Lord, even though, like I said, the people do us wrong, Lord. You are looking at our response, Lord, how we respond to it, Lord. Let us respond in a heart of compassion and love, Lord. But at the same time, Lord, help us, Lord, to fear you, Lord, to keep your commandments, Lord, and do what we are supposed to do, Lord, for you, Lord. It's all for you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be that living sacrifice, Lord, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service, Lord. We can do it, Lord. We are able, Lord. We don't want to be a Cain, Lord, and a cannot, Lord. We don't want to be like that, Lord. Remove that spirit from us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to repent each and every day, Lord, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord. Help us, Lord, to get this opportunity to repent, Lord, because once the time is gone, Lord, we cannot bring it back, Lord. That you bless each and every one of us listening all around the world, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength and ability, Lord, to even come to the tabernacle, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even pray to you, Lord, to give us the ability to hear, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the pastor. Thank you for the prophet. All things work together, Lord. Let us not be asked. All things are true. In everything, Lord, you are the truth, Lord, and the spirit of truth. It's the same spirit that's speaking through Pastor, Lord, the same spirit that spoke to Brother Steph. We should recognize that, Lord. It's the truth. The truth is the truth, Lord. It does not contradict itself, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay in a flock, Lord. Help us not to be straying away, Lord, but keep us, Lord, in a fellowship, Lord. In a matter, we thank you for everything, Lord, everything you have done, Lord, and we continue, Lord, to wait on your coming, Lord. And we will, Lord, till you come, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Harper. God bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Oh, you have trumpeted Zion to my people upon this place, saith the Lord. Yea, the word of the Lord which say unto my people, calamity upon calamity, and tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, my people. What a foolish thing to do, to send an old unholy man so uncouth, so unlearned, and so unholy, honey dripping as ye say, honey. What an unholy way to present a prophet of God, huh?